You're listening to the Rockford Symphony Orchestra podcast, where we look to inform about our upcoming events and give insight to behind-the-scenes happenings at the RSO. On this episode, we spoke with newly appointed music director Yaniv Attar during his first week back in Rockford for his grand reveal. He sat down with Education and Community Engagement Director Margot Stedman to share what he's been up to since his finalist program back in January of 2022, his reaction to being named the new maestro, and his excitement to integrate himself into the Rockford community. Let's begin.
It's been a year since you've been here.
Actually, exactly a year.
I know. That's crazy. It's been fun seeing, I told you earlier, my husband's been recording, has all of the dates recorded in his little journal, and he's been telling me, like, oh, did you know a year ago this happened? And I'm like, you don't even know. So, obviously you shared about yourself a year ago, but for people that missed that or haven't had a chance to go back and re-listen, new patrons, a little about yourself and just what you've been up to this past year.
Sure. So my name is Yaniv Attar. I'm originally from Israel, but I live in Bellingham, Washington right now, which is between Seattle and Vancouver. I'm the music director of the Bellingham Symphony. I also have a chamber orchestra in Pennsylvania and a small orchestra in Tacoma that I'm partially conducting. We share like the music director position. And yeah, what have I been doing in the past year, aside from waiting for the Rockford Symphony to call me? I'm busy with all the concerts between all the orchestras. So it obviously involves a lot of traveling. I have two kids at home, Jonah, who's 13, and Lila, who's 5.5. And five is, the half is very important.
Yeah.
When you ask kids that age.
A whole hand and a half.
Yeah. So that they, of course, keep me busy. I've also been actually playing a lot because I've been doing some guitar. I'm a classical guitarist. And actually, this past Sunday, I just conducted from the guitar. It was kind of a Baroque, funky Baroque program inspired by Vivaldi, and I actually also played in one of the concerts, in one of the pieces. So, COVID was definitely a big part of me getting back to playing, mm-hmm. Which is nice.
So this
was my last year besides the audition here. And even though it's January, I'm so happy to be back. It's actually a lot less colder than last January when I came. It was so cold.
Yeah. We had a chamber concert and we were like, I think this is the first January concert we've had in years that the weather hasn't just been terrible.
But there's no snow on the ground even.
I know.
I know.
It's a little weird and concerning. Okay, let's go back to something you mentioned, the RSO call. Share with us. I mean, I haven't even heard the story. Oh. What happened when you got the call?
You know, it was so random because I had, you know, I didn't know when the committee is meeting, aside from an email from Julie saying they're meeting in mid-December. So I was sitting in my study, studying some score, and all of a sudden there's not a phone call, a FaceTime call from Arnie Rosen, who's the chair of the committee. And I mean, I haven't heard from Arnie in a year.
Right.
And I said, FaceTime. And Arnie shows up on the, you know, at the video, and he goes, so we have a really just quick question for you. What are you doing for the next 2 years? And I said, what does that mean? It was like, well, we would love you to come to Rockford to be our new music director. And I mean, it was very shocking. And and the funny thing was, I'm in my study, which is outside the house, and I was speechless, but I was also really excited. And I said, ooh, can I go share the news with my wife? Henry Fogel, who was there, is like, not well, let's not share the news. You know, he was very, but I went to the kitchen and shared it with my wife. I mean, we were hoping to get the call because the audition felt really good here, and I loved the orchestra and the community. So, obviously I was secretly hoping that call will come. But yeah, it totally took me by surprise. And I felt bad because, you know, I was like in practically PJs when Arnie called.
Of course, at home studying. You
know, and I didn't expect Arnie to FaceTime me.
I think he was very excited.
Yes, I could tell. But it was so nice. And then they passed the phone to everybody on the committee to say hi, and it felt really good.
Yay! Well, we are all very excited. It's been a year.
Yeah.
So outside of the concert hall, what other types of things do you like to do with the community relating to music or not? I mean, we could go either way.
I mean, being music director, you're really the face of the orchestra. And I love when people can, just meet you on the street, in a coffee place and have a conversation with you. I know in Bellingham, when I go have coffee and then I see patrons and they come to me and say, oh, we really enjoyed this, concert, or, we didn't really like that piece, but they feel totally comfortable in coming in and talking to me. It makes me like upset when I hear about all these like maestro figures who are such a myth. And then besides the concert, you don't see them. Mm-hmm. It's like they magically appear in the concert and then they magically disappear. And, if we want the orchestra to be part of the community, mm-hmm. Those kind of relationships need to happen. So, I'm hoping that, one day I can even play guitar here with some musicians in different types of events or the chamber music concerts. Mm-hmm. I would love to be involved in that kind of like intimate music making in the community, not just on the Coronado.
Yeah, definitely. I love that.
Having the patrons or any members of the audience able to interact with the musicians.
Yes.
And in this case, the conductor. I remember I even asked when I came to audition if the guest artists were going to be part of those sound bites. Mm-hmm. And I think they weren't because...
well, it was all about the finalists.
Yeah, you wanted to, and it's understandable, you wanted to focus your attention on the music director candidates. But I think it would be great if the guest artists are also part of this, and then people can meet them, maybe even hear them play a piece or two to get some kind of a tease. That kind of getting to know the artists before the concert create really good buzz, excitement. You see, advertise the guest artist is going to perform something at this place or whether you have it like dinners for that you sell to the audience, whatever. I mean, there's lots of way to go around it. I think that's really important to be able to promote the concert, and it's kind of culminating at the end by that Saturday performance.
That's interesting. It's something we've talked about as we've done these finalist weeks, where there's been every week there's so many activities,
right?
And it's mostly been with staff and other people. But just the idea that why don't we have this much activity, even for the community on a concert week, that it's concert week and you can interact with the RSO this way and this way and this way and this way and make a real moment of it, and it culminates in the concert.
Right.
That there's multiple touch points.
Exactly.
And I think that's exciting to think about.
Yeah. And I think at the end, You're not just selling a concert on a Saturday night. Like all these activities, you're selling an experience. Mm-hmm. Even if it's over a few days, it's people. I hear it a lot in orchestra world as concert experience, and all these elements contribute to that and make it one. If it's only the concert, it's too quick to come and go. Mm-hmm. You want to have these kind of things around it. And I know it's a lot more work, but it keeps people connected in a different way, as opposed to just, I buy a ticket, I come to the concert, and I go, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I really think that the concert experience should be much bigger in that sense.
Yeah. I think, I love that idea. I think we've learned so much as an organization what options are and what our strengths are, what tools that we have in our community, on our team, our organizational team, to help make that happen with whatever vision you bring.
And I realize when I realized that it's more than just a concert is because of COVID, in my other orchestras, you know, we had to like cut down almost everything that surrounded it because it involved so much, you know, being close to people. So the concert was basically the only thing we were doing, and we got gazillion people telling us, oh, I really missed the reception.
Absolutely.
Oh, I really missed that dinner we do with the soloist the night before. I really missed that because they just got so attached to all that, you know, one-on-one involvement in that concert experience that we were selling before. So hopefully we're getting out of COVID and we can start building all these things back.
Yeah. Let's talk about music beyond concert hall for you. Do you have time to listen to music outside of preparing for concerts? You have to make time to listen to learn new things. And how does that process like for you? What's that part of your life?
Because music occupies such a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I actually try not to listen to music when I don't work, because as soon as I start listening, like my brain just starts going in a gazillion directions.
Yeah, it's not in the background.
It's not in the background. Ever. I don't think it's healthy for me. Even like I sometimes can't even listen to music when I drive.
Right.
It could be really dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you this story before. I will never forget driving and listening to music, and it was Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, third movement, which gets faster and faster and louder and louder. And I was driving faster and faster until I was pulled over. So that was a clear signal for me, like, okay, no more listening to. Because it could really zone me off.
Right, right.
And my wife always says, you know, if I listen, if all of a sudden we somewhere and there's music and I just, she's like, you need focus.
Where are you?
Yes, because my mind wanders. So,
So, do you set aside time to just listen to new music?
I would. If I need to listen to a piece that I might want to program and stuff, I do it in part of my work time. So I could, you know, separate more and have you know, my family that needs my attention, or my dog, or my friends, or whatnot.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I have that a little bit too. I keep on music at work sometimes just to drown out the background noise, but it usually has to be kind of ambient without.
Right.
Definitely cannot have any words.
It
has to be low level. And sometimes I even put on like a coffee chatter, like a coffee shop talking, like clinking glasses noise that just kind of white noise drowns out. But
This is how bad it is for me. I tried to do this other day meditation and there was music, you know, that comes with that app. And I'm listening and it's supposed to calm me down. And I'm starting to analyze the music I'm listening. And I said, okay, this is not the purpose of this.
It's not turning your mind off.
No, it's not. So I have to choose something else.
Can you turn, you just turn the music off and do the words.
There you go. So...
Okay. So I love the idea that we have a whole spring for you to get to know the community.
Yeah.
So. Have you out and about. People can find you in a coffee shop and say hello when you're in town.
So I'm really looking forward to, you know, having that preparation time, so to say. So, you know, once I start conducting in September, it's like I've always been here.
Think it will be.
That kind of an idea.
Are there any other things you want to share about coming to Rockford or hopes and dreams?
The funny thing about starting the position right now is that I'm coming in the middle of the season.
Right.
So I don't really have any concerts until the season starts
in the fall.
So, I mean, on one hand, it's given me a great opportunity to get to know the community and you know, and the staff and everybody without the so-called stress of concerts.
Of producing something.
Right. Yeah. But I'm so itching.
Yeah, you don't have time with the orchestra.
Right. I'm so itching to actually make music and be on stage the Coronado with the musicians and share all the great music that, you know, we're planning to present next season.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the second part of this episode, where Yaniv talks about programming and his goals for the RSO.